13.2. A table for two in Japan.
Japanese teen Akiko and her mother share a small two-room flat in central Osaka. It is a traditional home in the sense that it has tatami mat floors in both rooms, but otherwise it looks very similar to a flat in any modern city. Her parents got divorced when she was 11 years old, but Akiko does not think that the divorce has had a big influence on her life, since she rarely saw her father anyway. Like many Japanese fathers, he worked long hours, returning home long after she had gone to bed. The only time our family had meals together was over weekends, and not every weekend either, since my dad was often away on business trips, Akiko says. For many years, her mother, a qualified accountant, was a stay-at-home mum, following the traditional Japanese way. This meant cooking, cleaning, and taking care of Akiko and her elder brother. Because her father was seldom at home, Akiko's mother, like many Japanese mothers today, was the real authority figure in the family, making sure that her children worked hard at their studies. Once Akiko's older brother left home for a job in Canada, her mother filed for divorce. With her mother now the official breadwinner and at work all day, Akiko has had to take over some of the household chores. She does not mind, although she gets a bit fed up now and then. My friends have more free time than me, just hanging out, while their mothers do everything for them, she says. I have to pull my weight at home. She does not see the rest of her relatives very often, since they all live in Tokyo and travelling is expensive. Her grandparents' marriage was arranged in the traditional way through a matchmaker. Such types of marriages are increasingly rare in modern Japan, and Akiko has no intention of allowing an arranged marriage for herself. In fact, she does not want to get married at all. First studies, then travelling around the world. Marriage is an outdated institution. And as for having children, there are far too many people in the world anyway, she says firmly. I have only one life. I want to enjoy it. I'll look after my mother when she gets old, of course, but that's it.